We're here in Trafalgar Square, and Amnesty today is demonstrating for a human rights revolution. We're in Trafalgar Square in solidarity with all those in the Middle East, the North Africa uprising since last year, and particularly right at the moment with all the difficulties in Syria. It's at the forefront of a lot of people's minds, and I'm here with a guy, Mo Negum. Mo Negum is in a corner of our little production area by the stage, and I'm looking at the starts of a landscape piece of art. I can see little bits of perhaps Pearl Roundabout in Bahrain. Mo, do you want to tell us what you're doing and what you're going to do for the next 2 hours?
Thank you, yes. I'm actually painting a picture that's kind of a reflection of the mood in the Middle East at the moment. And what I'm doing is painting a street scene. Essentially, there were buildings against the backdrop of the protesters. And also a very kind of turbulent sky, kind of reflecting the way we're all feeling at the moment about the human rights issues going on. I'm trying to incorporate a bit of every kind of nation that's been protesting. For example, I've got the Pearl Roundabout monument, and I'm going to put in some buildings and colours from the flags. So that's what I'm trying to do.
That's fantastic. How long are you aiming to have that done and finished by the end of the demonstration and the rally here at 2 o'clock then?
Hopefully so. I mean, I've been doing some live painting in the past, and generally speaking, I try and stick to my time and see what happens, and that's really the beauty of it, just to be expressive and see where it takes you. I'll hopefully you can come and have a look when it's done.
That's absolutely fantastic. I'm going to leave you to that, Mo, and thank you very much. If you are listening to this straight away, we're in Trafalgar Square until at least 2 o'clock. Please come down, join us. You'll hear from speakers, activists around the region who are going to tell you firsthand what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa.
Thank you so much.